Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the living God. He's alive. Amen. There's joy in knowing that God is alive. There's joy in knowing that I can come before my God and say, thank you. Thank you for the breath. Thank you for the lungs. Thank you for the health. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the blessings that are new. Thank you for the grace and mercies that are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness in Jesus' mighty name. It is new every morning, every morning, every morning you wake up and you give thanks to the Lord thy God. It is new and it is for you in Jesus' mighty name. Shall we stand for the reading of God's word? And I'm reading quickly from Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. And then we would read from Psalms chapter 116, verses 12 to 14 and 17 to 19. Amen. I'm reading from the New King James Version. And I read. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offering on the altar. And the Lord smelled a smothering aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again. You hear it? I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again, amen, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Verse 22. I said, while the earth remain, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall never or not cease in Jesus' mighty name. Never, never again. Never, never again. Never, never again. In Jesus' mighty name. And let us go quickly to Psalms 116. Psalms 116 from verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord? And the choir will start singing. What shall I render to Jehovah? But don't sing now. He said, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefit towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. And we jump to 17. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the court of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we come before you today with a grateful heart, with an upright mind, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, God, for this day that you have made, O Lord, for you said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your word, O God, that come forth from the throne of grace. As you told prophet Isaiah, it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish the purpose that you have sent. Father, we thank you for the word, O God, of gratitude. We are thankful, O Lord, because you have given us another day, O God, to give you thanks and to glorify your holy name. That name that is above every other name, that at the sound of that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and is Lord forever. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We invite your presence. Oh, guide us, teach us, and comfort us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'd like to thank the pastorate for giving us this opportunity, and as the international clearing this month as the international month. We are grateful in Jesus' mighty name. And as we continue to tarry in the theme, gratitude, from the start of the program, we heard thank you. To the end, we shall hear thank you. Because every time I wake up in the morning, every time you wake up in the morning, the first thing you have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, God, for where you have brought me from and for where you have set my feet today. Thank you, Ebenezer, because you are the God of all other gods. There is no other God like you. So we have to give him thanks and we have to praise him in Jesus' mighty name. And as we go through the word gratitude, we will look at how we express gratitude. Expression of gratitude is very clear. All you have to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. That is gratitude to him in Jesus' mighty name. And when he get that smell, as Noah said, as he pray and the Lord hear, he said, yes, I smell that aroma, that sweet aroma of gratitude that I will not destroy this earth anymore in Jesus' mighty name. So whenever you give thanks and praise to the Lord in the morning, in the evening, in the night, he hear it and he shall bless you. He shall reward you because you have acknowledged his name in Jesus' mighty name. You just need to acknowledge his name. Acknowledge means to accept that God is, he was, and he is to come. Just acknowledge him. That act of acknowledging the Lord is enough to bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just acknowledge him. And he shall bless you in Jesus' mighty name. And then we will look at what are the rewards that you receive. The fact that you have acknowledged him, he shall reward you in Jesus' mighty name. Because we have read how we acknowledge Moses. When Moses acknowledged the presence of the Lord, he said, if the presence of the Lord is not going with me and not going before us, we are not going in Jesus' mighty name. And God heard and he said, Moses, my presence is with you. I am bringing you out. I am bringing the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. Pharaoh cannot hold you back in Jesus' mighty name. So when you acknowledge the Lord, he shall bring you out. He shall deliver you. He shall set you free in Jesus' mighty name. And how do you acknowledge him? In prayers in tongues. In Jesus' mighty name, he shall bring us out. He shall bring us out. He shall bring us out. That is the reward when you have acknowledged the word of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. When we express gratitude, God, peace, guard our heart. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. It guards your heart, your soul, and your mind in Christ Jesus. Which other peace are you asking for? Which other peace are you saying? When the Prince of Peace was born, and the Prince of Peace, he said, once you acknowledge that name, I can give you peace. That peace that you don't know. That peace of mind, that peace of soul, that peace of heart. That is the peace we need in Jesus' mighty name. And he said, once you have that peace, I can restore your land. Once you have that peace, I can restore your destiny. And if you ask Job, Job said, I have the peace of God, knowing that my Redeemer live. And if my Redeemer live, so shall I live. Because I have the peace of God, knowing that he shall restore, he shall replenish, he shall recover all in Jesus' mighty name. And Job, he recover all that the Lord thy God has taken away from him. It was not Satan, but he said, Satan, you're roaming this earth, but look, my servant here, test him, because he knows Job's fate. Job did not give up fate, but Job said, my trust, my hope is in the Lord, and that Lord that I keep calling upon in praise and in thanksgiving, he shall deliver me. Job acknowledged God, and he said, if my Redeemer live, so shall I live. Even though he afflict me, yet still shall I live. And Job lived, and he restored everything in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The spirit of gratitude strengthened our relationship with him and keep us happy. Amen. Keep us happy through challenging time. We have went through challenging time. From the month of February, we have gone through challenging time. We are still going through challenging time. But the Lord is guy, God is saying, he said, Pharaoh, let my people go in Jesus' mighty name. Despite the challenge that you are going through, despite the challenge that you have gone through, he said, forget the former things. But behold, I am doing a new thing in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever problems you have gone through, whatever problems that they have inflicted against you, we thank God that we still alive, and we can say thank you, Jesus, for where you have brought us from and for where you are taking us. He's taking you somewhere in Jesus' mighty name. Just trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus, but just trust and obey. Keep that faith. Keep that faith of Abraham when he said, Abraham, go. And Abraham leave everything behind, and he went to a foreign land. Just keep that faith, knowing that God has not leave you nor forsake you. He shall do it again in Jesus' mighty name. When we express gratitude, giving thanks throughout the day is simple. A way to show God's gratefulness. We and who he is. Regularly giving thanks to God not only help us, but it also help us to realize that he is working in our life. He is working. The song said, even though I don't feel it, he is working in Jesus' mighty name, because he worked by faith. He worked by faith. He worked by the Spirit, not by works, not by the hand, but he worked in the spiritual realm. Even though you don't see it, God is working for you. He's working a miracle work. He shall work a miracle work for you in Jesus' mighty name. The story of Noah, as we read in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22, Noah's story is a life, not one, but of a great tragedy. The world in Noah's days was flooded with evil, like Sodom and Gomorrah. The number of those who remember the God of creation, perfection, and love had dwindled only to one. To one man. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. When God told Abraham, if you can find one righteous man, I will save Sodom and Gomorrah. And we know the story. Abraham could not have found any. But he said, Lord, remember me and save my nephew Lot. So God is saying, he said, Noah, there is only one that I can find in this evil world, and that is you. And the Lord remembered Noah. It is important to pray that remembrance prayer, to remind God that I'm still alive and that he said he will bless me now indeed in Jesus' mighty name. And a number of those who remember God for his creation, his perfection, and his love was one. Of God's people, only Noah was left. God responded to this severe situation with 120 last chances. That is the number of days he had given to Abraham. And that is the number of days he had given to me and you. Because of our sinful nature, we would not live like Noah lived. We would not live like the old ones live. In Jesus' name, 760, 900 lives, we would not live those years anymore. But he said, I shall live you. You shall have life up to 120. I would bless you. We thank God for the 120. And he said 120 last chance, during which he had Noah built a graphical illustration of the message of Noah's life. And that graphical illustration, he said, Noah built the ark. And when the people were passing and they said Noah building an ark in the desert, they said, maybe Noah is mad. How can you build an ark in a desert? Desert is where there is no river. There is no water. But Noah built an ark, even in the desert, because he said, even in the desert, I shall make the water to flow in Jesus' mighty name. Even in the desert, I shall make a way where there seems to be no way. Even in the Red Sea, I shall part it so that you can come out in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Even in the desert, Noah was building the ark. And when Noah had finished building the ark, the Lord said, thank you. Thank you, Noah, because you have obeyed my voice. Thank you for your faithfulness. And now I shall bless you and your family. I shall send that flood and it shall not spare anyone in Jesus' mighty name. And which he send the flood and the flood destroy in Jesus' mighty name. And he said, Noah, send out that dove that looked for proof of life. And Noah sent out the dove. The dove came back. The dove said, now it is not possible for you to go out. He said, go again. But when the dove came back with evidence that life had been restored. The life of a plant, not the life of human being. And he said, Noah, descend now.
This is your reward. Because you have served me diligently. This is the reward that I've given you today. This is your reward. When you trust and you obey and you acknowledge the word of the Lord, he shall bless you in Jesus' mighty name. No obedience means long-term commitment to a project. The length of Noah's obedience is greater than the lifespan of us today. Perhaps this is one of the greatest challenges Noah's life gave us, in acceptance and acknowledgement of God's grace and his entire lifetime of obedience and gratitude in Jesus' mighty name. Gratitude shifts our focus from problems to his presence. And we know that in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy, because sitting on the right hand is the King of glory. Glory, glory, glory. The length, gratitude shift our focus from the problem to his presence. Let's stop dwelling on what went wrong and start focusing on what went right. There's a tendency for us to dwell in the past. But he said, forget about the past. Look forward for what I am doing. It shall surely spring forth in Jesus' mighty name. In John chapter 11, verse 41 to 43, he said, Jesus prayed. He said, thank God for the life that is yet to be born. But why was he praying? He was praying for Lazarus. Because Mary said, 4 days has passed, and our brother Lazarus, he is dead. But Jesus continued to do what he was doing. Because he know when he turn up, oh Lord, miracles shall happen in Jesus' mighty name. Even though they were mocking him, they were saying, where is this Jesus? Why he's not here to bring Lazarus back from the dead? But when he arrive, I can tell you, I can feel a celebration in Jesus' mighty name. Because as he stepped in, he looked at Mary. He said, where is your faith? But Mary said, even now that you have arrived, even 4 days later, I know that you can bring Lazarus back in Jesus' mighty name. And then he looked up to the Father. He said, my Lord and my God, hear my prayer. Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth in Jesus' mighty name. That acknowledgement can bring you forth in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever your problems, whatever your situation, just acknowledge his name and he shall bring you forth in Jesus' mighty name. Oh Lord, just acknowledging. He acknowledged. He did not say, Lazarus, come forth. He looked to the heaven. He gave thanks. And God rewarded him with miracles in Jesus' mighty name. When you give thanks to the Lord, he shall reward you in Jesus' mighty name. And Lazarus comforted. And then he said, loosen that dead cloth that is upon Lazarus. Loose him and let him go in Jesus' mighty name. I feel in my spirit that God is loosing somebody in Jesus' mighty name. He is taking away that dead cloth and he's giving you life so that you can live it more abundantly in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Noah is an example. Even if it was only the things went right today, it is time for us. It is enough for us to give thanks to the Lord. We thank God for the simple things. For the big ones he shall do. And the simple thing is the five senses that he have given us. We thank him for the eyes because we can see. We thank him for the mouth because we can sing. We thank him, oh Lord, for the ears because we can hear. We thank him, oh God, for all the senses that he have given us. Because like a day like today, many cannot say, thank you, Jesus. But we have life and we have it more abundantly. Abundantly in Christ Jesus, for which we say, thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Gratitude is the strength that transforms the way we see everything. It is the strength that transforms the way in which we see everything. Gratitude is also a response that life weight cannot keep us back. Gratitude can unbound, it can untie in Jesus' mighty name. All your blessings, gratitude can release it in Jesus' mighty name. Gratitude can open the doors when the door seems to be closed in Jesus' mighty name. Gratitude can give you that key of David. So when you open, no man can close. And when you close, no man can open. That is the power of gratitude. Acknowledging that Jesus Christ is alive. He's my Savior. He's my Deliverer. He's my strong tower. The righteous run in and they were saved and delivered in Jesus' mighty name. That is the gratitude. So as the end this day, we shall lift up our hearts in thanksgiving. Not because everything is perfect, but because we serve a perfect God. Not everything is perfect, but the fact that you are serving a perfect God, we have to say, thank you, Jesus. Because he is the only perfecter of our faith in Jesus' mighty name. Gratitude is something that absolutely can be shown. But it is often said, we can honor Christ with our word by praying to him and thanking him daily. We can celebrate that he hears us and he will respond in faith, believing. It might not always be how we choose it, but he does care for us. Because he said, cast your cares upon me, because I cares for you. Gratitude, thanks, praise, worship unto the name of the Lord. It was at midnight that Paul and Silas acknowledged the presence of the Lord, that chains were broken in Jesus' mighty name. I can see chains are broken in Jesus' mighty name. Chains of bondage is broken because the gratitude that you have acknowledged and given to the Lord thy God, he shall make a way where there seems to be no way. Trust in him. Have faith in the Lord, because he said, what I shall do for you, I am not a man that I would lie, nor the son of man that I repent. What I say I will do, I will do it. I will do it again. Just take a look for where you were then to where you are now and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Ebenezer, for thus has brought me this far and will never leave me nor forsake me in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Let us put our hands together for the Most High God. Put your hands together for the Most High God. Gratitude pleases God. Gratitude honors God. So remember to be grateful to God for all things. Hallelujah.